This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1188, Muscle Cramps, How to Handle Them, and Why They Aren't So Bad, Part 1, by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. Now, even though it's a short week for those of us in the US, it's Thanksgiving week, I like to give a bit of inspiration. So again, even though it's a short week, we could still use a bit of inspiration. Quote, everyone who has ever taken a shower has had an idea. It's the person who gets out of the shower, dries off, and does something about it that makes a difference. Nolan Bushnell. All right, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Muscle Cramps, How to Handle Them, and Why They Aren't So Bad. Part 1, by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com. I felt the pressure mounting. My muscle was getting tighter and tighter, balling up more and more with each passing millisecond. My lungs were trying to tense themselves too, as if they already knew what was going on here and wanted no part of it. My skin crawled and tingled, as if I needed one more signal telling me how my body was feeling about things right now. As the desire to fight back grew in me, I found my breath and connected to it. I went to the part of my mind where I keep the white canvas that helps me empty my mind and held the canvas front and center. The balled up muscle in my hamstring persisted, and I allowed it. You see, this muscle cramp in my hamstring was nothing to be concerned about. I had no need to panic, toss myself about in fits, holler in discomfort, or fight for control, and in turn, lose myself to the cramp. You know these fits. You know this discomfort, the one that may have made you shriek and grab your hamstring or calf or foot or any area of your body where you felt the tense pressure of a muscle cramp. You may have even rolled around in agony as you wished the cramp would stop already. Muscle cramps cause alarm in nearly everyone, understandably so. Cramps hurt, but there is a much better way to handle muscle cramps. By learning about cramps, why they occur, and what you can do with them, you will completely change your experience with them. What is a muscle cramp anyways? You know the feeling of a muscle cramp. You're in the middle of a movement, and all of a sudden, your muscle locks up in a ball. Or you're laying in bed at night and move just so, and your calf cramps intensely. There are muscle cramps that come from having a deeper issue, like a metabolic myopathy or peripheral nerve disorder or tetany. Those are outside the realm of this conversation, though. You might be cramping because you have a sodium or magnesium imbalance. This can be especially true if your diet is not nutrient-rich, or if you're an athlete who expends a high volume of sweat during training without proper replenishment. But salt or magnesium levels are not the instigator for many muscle cramps. Lawrence Z. Stern and Charles Burnick write in their book, Clinical Methods, quote, normal voluntary motor activity depends on the functional integrity of not only the motor unit, comprising a lower motor neuron and the muscle fiber it innervates, but also the descending and spinal excitatory and inhibitory circuits that influence it. Cramps may result from malfunction at various points in the pathway. End quote. Put another way, your body does not know how to fire the tissue in that position, and what is akin to neurological confusion occurs, causing the nervous system to send extra input to the area. Put still another way, sometimes a new signal to your nervous system makes your nervous system act like a kindergarten student who's experiencing glitter for the first time during arts and crafts. They're all in, and then some. Why you cramp up. Cramps often happen because your nervous system doesn't know how to use the tissue in whatever position you've put it in, and so it sends lots of signals to the tissue, and the cramp occurs. Frequently, this happens when your muscle is already in its shortened position, and you then ask it to fire in that position. You may not have asked the foot to cramp while laying in bed, but it's very likely that, in the bed scenario, your foot was already pointed forward in plantar flexion, shortening the muscles on the bottom of your foot. And then, any movement thereafter caused you to flex your foot muscles, and boom, cramp city in the bottom of your foot. Over the years, there have been certain movements and drills I teach my clients that tend to create a cramp in their tissue the first few times they do it. And as I've continued my education into understanding the nervous system, tissues, and their role in mobility and movement, I've learned many more drills that induce cramps in the early days of performing them. I have experienced plenty of my own cramps and have been front and center to many clients and training partners experiencing cramps as well. And here's what I've realized. Most folks really do not understand cramps or how to deal with them at all. And this lack of understanding is holding you back from really moving well. Here are three things about cramps that you need to know. 1. You cramp because your brain and body aren't communicating well yet, and you can change that. 2. You cramp because this position is new for your body, and you can work with that. And 3. You cramp because you actively avoid certain positions that hint at being cramp-inducing, and thus revert your body to numbers 1 and 2 above. How to improve your response to cramps. To become someone who does not experience cramps when you try to fire your tissues in a certain way, you must teach your nervous system how to better communicate with your tissues. To do this, you must put yourself in an environment rich with neurological learning. Here are three things you can do to improve your neurological learning. Hear those on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled, Muscle Cramps, How to Handle Them and Why They Aren't So Bad, by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Kate's descriptions of what it feels like to have those muscle cramps brought me instantly back to my afternoon swim practices. I would be on what felt like lap 100 with, only 1,000 left, when suddenly my right foot would cramp up. I would have to stop swimming, grab the lane line, and try to breathe through it. In the moment, it felt like nothing would make it feel better. Trying to flex or extend it seemed to make it worse. And definitely forget about continuing my laps. Nothing seemed to make it feel better. Oh, how I wish I had access to some of the tips Kate's about to share way back then. If only. So, be sure to come back tomorrow to hear those. All right, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you here for tomorrow's show, the Thanksgiving episode, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.